Thank you for tuning into an episode of That Animated Podcast.
Feliz Navidad, mis familia.
You know, I like celebrating and all, but you know what is really hard this time of year?
What's that?
Committing to anything that isn't just laying around.
Oh.
I've basically been on Minecraft for like a week straight now, and I just haven't logged out.
Everybody gets on break around this time, so it makes sense if you're feeling lazier. Plus, there's always snacks and things about around this time of year.
Yeah, and those make you feel sluggish if you indulge too much.
They do. Plus, it's always kind of like gray and cold, though it could be colder. I don't like it cold, but like it could snow just a little bit more. I'm saying, but
yeah, I like snow, but I don't like the cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't like being cold. I like being toasty, but I'd take warming up over cooling off.
Yeah, it's because you can always bundle up, but you can always you can only take off so much.
Exactly.
But you can bundle up as much as you want.
You can start peeling skin, but you shouldn't.
Ah, that why would that make you feel cooler? That would just make you feel hotter. You just start sweating because you're bleeding out.
Shut up, though.
Oh, my God.
You know what's been happening?
What?
Oh, wait.
Huh?
You had something to tell me.
I did? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I did kind of say it, like, I've been playing so much Minecraft that someone was like, I don't know what happens with this server I'm in, but people get this like knack to like shit on me for how much I'm playing or whatever.
No, it's just because you exist.
Well,
they see you.
I don't get it. It's just,
and they don't know why everybody knows you.
Yeah, they're like, why have you been on so much? I don't know. It's so if it's I'm going to be on all the time, it's going to be this time of year.
You're making people territorial. You came in and you like started claiming space and taking up real estate.
Where?
In Spawn, like with your banners and stuff and your art.
Oh my God. Yeah, sometimes Bell's I did got put map stuff. Art. At Spawn, but I didn't think people cared that much.
Dalton is a force to be reckoned with, and he doesn't even do anything.
I literally don't do anything. I just make my bases. I basically use this as like a single player world that I can invite friends to sometimes. Like, oh, check out what I'm doing on this Anarchy server.
I love looking over. And seeing you do things.
I always get the same reaction. Why? It's gonna get blown up, right? No.
Oh my God! You went out. There's a world border on that server, and it's like a million blocks out.
Yeah, which is actually, I just broke there for a second.
I think it's cute.
Yeah, it's not that far for a server because 30 million is the real border, so a million isn't too bad, but.
You traveled all the way out there.
I would fly like 300 out in the overworld. And
300 blocks.
I ended up dying.
300 chunks.
With all of my shit on me.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even help him. He was so far away. There was nothing I could do.
So I did set a bed at like 1 million. So I'm not going to give my coordinates.
Fucking 1 million.
But.
Yeah, okay, dox yourself at a million.
But I flew like 300,000 blocks.
300,000.
In one direction. And I ended up dying. And
yeah.
I mean, I did sleep near it, but I was still 150.
The server lagged and a tree just appeared in front of your face and you died.
Yeah, it killed me through a totem.
Oh my God. The tree on your head? The tree on your head right now?
Oh my God.
That's the one. That's the same time. Yeah, it is.
It was.
That's the one that killed you.
Oh my gosh. No, I was not betrayed by Christmas.
You were betrayed by Christmas.
No.
But I can't believe it.
Yeah.
On Christmas.
I freaking died.
Yeah.
And the worst part about it was I had to play Minecraft as if I was a new player. I basically made a beeline for an ender chest.
You got it so fast. I thought it was going to take you a couple days to like work your way back to getting enough materials, literally starting over.
Pause. Huh? Think about that for a second.
Pause.
If it took me like a couple hours to get out that far,
yeah,
would I really have spent days getting back there?
But you already had
scratch.
But you had all your stuff,
right? I would have just gone back to the base at that point and then flown back to a million.
That would have taken so much time.
So would
I'm not smart. Okay.
Oh my gosh. That's why I did
think
that.
Think about this stuff.
It would have taken me a couple hours to fly back out there if I went back to base.
Fine, I guess.
So if I made the Ender chest, which was a little easier, maybe took like an hour or two, that was better than if I had to travel the whole way back. That's the only reason I did it that way. I'm like, well, it looks like I'm playing Minecraft in the server.
And while you were doing that, I've been like grinding in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Because I'm back. They got me by the balls again. Fortnite, freaking Epic Store, always gets me by the freaking balls. The ones that are hanging out right now. Yeah. They grip them hard and then they extract my money when I play.
Yeah, that's why I don't really
though. I haven't done it. I haven't spent any money since I've been playing again. So
it can be difficult, but I feel like we've kind of been exposed to all of the skins and stuff at this point. We're not going to really want anything else.
No, that's not true because
of course the new ones.
No, listen, the whole reason that I'm playing again so hard is because Miku is coming. Miku, Hatsune Miku, you know her. She's coming to the Fortnite store in January and I'm going to need that. I'm going to I have to have that, but I'm scared that they're going to fuck it up. Okay. Because there's been a leak about what kind of music is going to be in there because she's going to be like the virtual concert. She's going to be the music fest, special guest or whatever. And the music they have right now, I'm not trying to diss. Okay. I've got opinions though. As somebody who's been into Vocaloid since like 2007, 2008, not to be a hipster about it, but I was here first.
Gatekeeping, gatekeeping.
I was here first, okay? I don't want Miku, Miku, you can call me Miku. Like, I'll deal with it because that's one that got popular, fine. Anamanaguchi is fine. But then the other one that they're trying to put in there that I see is that it was going to be like Ashiniko Daisy version with Miku. That's not even a Miku song. That's not even a Miku song. If you're going to put Miku in Fortnite, give her her music. Her songs. Not this stupid, like, TikTok shit. I'm pissed off about it.
Anyway. Going after TikTok again.
What? When did I go after
you're
TikTok?
You're such a boomer.
What did I do? Oh my God, what do you mean I'm such a boomer?
Going after that social media.
No.
That darn TikTok.
No, stuff is changing within the Vocaloid community.
Things
okay?
are changing. I'm
changes.
Old. I'm getting old.
You know?
No, you're just getting old.
I'm getting old. Well, whatever, okay? I love that people are into Vocaloid now. I love that people love Miku so much more
but
now.
But you don't love that they love the songs they like.
No, listen, okay? They can have their stupid songs or whatever. I'm just saying.
I'm telling
I just
you,
have
they
an
pick
opinion.
Those songs because of the charts, not because of the popularity.
Fuck, I know. Like, listen, I get it, but I'm not happy about it. I want some Miku music.
Oh my
and I know
gosh.
Miku doesn't make the music, but I want the like producers that actually make like that got Miku popular, you know? Ugh.
I'm not going to lie. That's not what Fortnite's about. It's all about taking the most marketable things and cramming them in the shop.
I know.
Yeah, they, I know. They don't like pay that kind of respect to fans of franchises unless it's like really cash cow kind of shit.
I know it.
Like, why would they make an emote if some of the fans would buy it when they can make this emote that all the fans would buy?
I got the stupid All I Want for Christmas is You Mariah Carey emote.
See what I'm saying by marketable?
I liked the little dance. It was so cute. And I'm like, damn, I really don't want
this. I've ever heard you
once. Yeah, but the emote was cute and I liked watching.
No, I'm just letting you know, you just purchased that song. You have now officially bought that
song. The emote. No, it's just the emote.
Doesn't matter.
It's not
you
the
bought
song.
A sample of it with motion data for your Fortnite skin.
But I didn't use money. I just used V-Bucks that I earned.
V-Bucks are money.
I earned it by playing the game.
By
okay?
playing your pass that
No, I don't have a pass.
For?
I didn't pay for the pass. You get some free stuff. I mean, that's probably some leftover from a pass before. But,
exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't think they just give out V-Bucks.
But yeah, speaking about the Vocaloid community, there is an uproar about one of the derivative Vocaloids known as Haku Yoane, right? Long, long, long time ago, there were derivative versions of Miku. She, Haku, was often paired with Neru. And Haku was supposed to be the, what, how should I say it? Like the people who would make bad Miku songs, or like she was tuned bad. People represented as this like drunken,
so it was almost
dribbling
derogatory
Miku.
That they would like, oh, this sounds bad. Let's use this skin for this one.
Not really. I feel like they were more self-aware, so they would kind of like assign it to themselves in that way. So that became like a fully recognized character by Krypton, like later down the line. And she got put into different things like Project Diva as like a side character, just like Neru did. And so she's been around for a long time. Fan created, been around for a long time. Newer fans of Vocaloid are finding her, and they found the creator of her on Twitter, and she likes porn and not safe for work art of that character. And now I want you to know, Haku has always been made to have big, she's a big-chested, beautiful woman, okay?
Right.
So, she's also an adult, and she was made... She was always made this way. They've always... Haku has always been known to be the big booby, more adult version, okay?
Let me guess. They're technically, like, 16 or 17.
No, I don't think so.
So it's not
Haku's
even like
the,
that?
One of the adults. Is yeah.
Well, all right. I'll let you finish. What's the issue?
They're just mad that the owner likes not safe for work art and like retweets it and
but
commissions
there's no, like,
it.
Canon age?
No. And it's their character.
Right. It's like, I think it's kind of a gaslight to bring it up in most cases anyway. But.
Yeah, she's
like,
supposedly
they don't
25
even have a
and
canon
older.
Age? What is that any business of anyone's then? Like, especially if they
it
look
literally
mature.
Doesn't matter. We're out here trying to cancel somebody for liking adult art of their own adult character.
Yeah, that's weird. I think people have
what
taken
do you mean?
That way too far in general. I don't think people are actually calling out problematic behavior anymore.
Nah.
I think they're just using it as an excuse to make people look bad.
Grandstand. Make
yeah.
themselves look better.
Like there
look
are people,
how good I am. Look at my good opinions.
It's gotten really bad.
Pissing
like,
me off.
There was this one time where someone came to us accusing someone of doing that, and my immediate reaction was just bullshit. Well, that time it turned out to be a problem.
Oh my God. But are you talking about who I think you are?
Yeah, but that's besides the point. That's what I'm trying
that
to say.
That was like the is one time.
It happens so often that I almost don't believe it when it
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, they're making, they are the problem because
yeah.
there are real serious things that we could be pointing our attention to, but instead we nitpick and we're
right.
petty about the silliest things that don't matter to the point where when it does matter, nobody takes it seriously.
Right, like me. Like, at first I was like, I was actually kind of like upset with the person who brought it to us because I was like, all right, who are they trying to manipulate in
I'm
this situation?
I'm gonna give
situation?
Some context. I'll give some context to that without naming names. We... On one of our other like accounts where we did different kinds of art, we had a Discord server and that was like open for community, but it was about, you know, like adoptables, character designs, things like that. Somebody in who had joined our community, which was family friendly, you know, all ages included, that person was making
just not safe for work content
of things of minors, and it was bad.
But like not in the way that we're talking about, where it's like, oh come on, like that character doesn't look like
yeah,
it.
Not like that. It was like
they were portraying them in comics, referring to them as young, and that being like the thing. It was so direct that I've actually never seen it that direct before.
I'm gonna quote something, because anytime somebody would be like, hey, this is actually like kind of making me uncomfortable, because their name was linked to all of their like dirty stuff too. They would just make fun of them. And then they made a comic that was like, ooh, what a sexy baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had to get that person out of our community, where there is like, it's supposed to be safe for all ages. You feel me? Yeah. Do you understand? And then,
listen, apparently they've been through something in their childhood, whatever. Like, I don't have any like ill will towards people who have been through something, but it's not my responsibility to do something about it. When you come into my community and I have to protect like the people in the community, because like imagine if a minor is paired up with them through our community.
Yeah,
that we exactly. can't have that.
So we had to remove them, and we had to like make a little thing just kind of like warning people, hey, be careful because of that.
Yeah.
And oh boy, that caused a lot of drama.
We
down
still
the
have
line,
to deal with that person.
Yeah, there's still some repercussions of that.
Yeah. And like this is
I didn't want to have to be the one to deal with it.
This is part of the reason why we don't do Discord servers, by the way. It's because like
we just can't
this caused so many
this
issues
kind of
for us, and it wasn't even our problem in the first place.
Nah.
Someone joins our server and is like a weirdo, and then suddenly we're the ones who are like in trouble.
Yeah.
What it seemed like. Cause there's so
we were like damned if
problems.
We did and damned if we didn't, because I'm very on top of trying to make a safe space when it is designated as a safe space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And imagine if we got in trouble for that person being there. Like it would have
exactly.
been, it would have been
is
hell
a liability
on its own.
In every way.
Yeah. And doing something about it has also been a problem, because it's just, why did you come near us? Like, why couldn't
yeah,
you just
every,
stay away
like,
from us?
Every couple months they have like friends or people who are involved with them spam and make accounts that are like trying to call us.
Yeah,
out
do the like
for
Uno reverse
them?
Card.
I don't know.
I mean,
it's wild.
Listen, people on here know us better than anyone else.
Yeah.
Some of you know some of our other accounts that we've had in the past. And let me put it this way. They tried to like link that account to our like family friendly account, because we really don't want to bring anything like too crude into that space.
Yeah.
So you guys barely even know about this account I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So the fact that they brought it to our, like they tried to like bring it up to our community and say, look, they're trying to like groom children into this. It's like, choice words for that
girl
crap.
Please,
like, there's a reason why people are not aware of the connections outright. It's just kind of like a known secret that we have other accounts and like we do other business endeavors.
I don't like getting into drama. Hate when drama gets dragged into anything.
Yeah, like you see the
We're
rabid peach above me
out here.
That's
oh yeah,
like
rabid peach.
An example of something that they would try and like get us in trouble
yeah
for.
That's about as risky as it would get.
And like, oh look at this, this character looks like a child. Like what, it's a rabbit. It's not supposed to.
Yeah,
like I need to justify anything.
I know you don't. Gosh, people try to make drama out of anything.
They will, and they'll bring their drama to you and then claim you're part of it because you had to react to it.
That's why anytime we would have like a community thing, it'd be like, keep the drama at home.
Yeah.
Don't bring none of that here.
I feel
don't
like
want it.
Some of you are asking for a Discord, but we would be the like most probably the most like heavy fisted moderators. Like you could say something and then get banned and then be like
dude,
I didn't know what I did.
Rules and also like be the person you're there for.
Yeah. Like
it sucks.
We would have to get moderators, but I feel like I wouldn't.
It always goes downhill. It has always gone downhill for us. So
yeah,
I don't have an interest in starting a big Discord. I'm sorry. And even when we tried to do a smaller one, like for mutuals,
we ended up
getting busy and then we were shy and then we didn't talk and ugh.
Yeah. And I'm sure most of those people are just kind of confused. Like, why were we here?
I know. It's like I worked myself up to send out all of these messages and then we don't use the server.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So it goes. Huh?
We've had people like ask us like, hey, like, so Joltoy Discord, like, probably never.
No,
I don't know. If we ever do it, it would be so curated that like invite only basically.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just communities always go to shit.
I'm scared. Guys, I'm just scared.
I'm not scared.
I need you to look at me as like a small bubbly-eyed hamster, like with the eyes like kind of vibrating.
I just don't want the responsibility of other people's crap. Like we've had people who met through our, like we had a Minecraft server back in the day.
Our old Anarchy server.
Yeah. And we have people who are like friends through that. And
yeah.
I don't know. Like I see the value in bringing your fans together, but
yeah, of course
It's got to be like...
Maybe we can do it through a Minecraft server again someday.
Yeah, there was somebody asking about a SMP.
Oh, yeah. I saw you replied to them.
Yeah.
You're like, ah,
that kind of passed, yeah. It would probably just be like a general Anarchy server if we did one.
Anarchy's
it would be,
fun. What
you,
can I say?
You're responsible for yourself, but...
Yeah.
The last server host we left on bad terms because we didn't pay our bill, so...
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
And they don't do collections, so
wait,
I just...
We didn't pay her? Wait.
Nope. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
What? Why?
I don't know. We owe him like $100.
Solid.
I mean, we didn't...
Why didn't we at the time? Did we not have it?
We just...
You're just revealing this here?
I mean...
Oh, man.
We just... That's kind of how it works sometimes, guys. Like, we just didn't want to pay it anymore. We removed our payment details, and that was that.
Why didn't we just close the server?
Well, that closed the server.
Well, okay, yeah. Darling.
I just didn't want to deal with it. I'm not going to lie. Because there were still people, like, kind of getting on, but not really anymore. And... We were trying to get the map off the server.
Yeah,
so
I think it was like 32 gigs, 36.
Yeah, so
maybe?
I removed my payment information so that way it didn't charge again, but we still wanted the map.
Well, we definitely can't use them again.
Maybe not, but we might use someone else.
Do you think the Joltoid server is being used by someone else? We literally had the IP Joltoid.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, wait, no, not Joltoid.
Like, we had something Joltoid, remember?
That might have been, like, actually our website domain, because what I can do on our web host is I can point it to an IP address. Well, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, huh? So, you know how... So those of you who don't know about websites, when you buy a website, it's different from the server.
Yeah.
The server... will have an IP address associated with it. You can plug that IP address into your domain, and that will, whenever you go to your website.com, it'll point to that web, the IP address. Huh. And so all the information is just pointed to there. That's all it is. So if we have something like shop.website, that can be a whole nother subdomain that you can plug into a different IP address. So I had something like minecraft.joltoid.com or something. And it pointed to our website.
Huh.
Or no, not our website. It pointed to their server, which if you put that into Minecraft, it would just take it as looking for that IP address.
We should make another Minecraft server.
Oh my gosh. We'll see. We'll see. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe we can invade the server we've been playing on, but I don't think...
Nah, I'm a little worried about that.
No, I listen, I think we've prepped them enough to know it's a place that you're probably not going to...
People are
going to
say bad things, but you can dunk on them.
Yeah.
You can bully them.
Yeah, you can bully them there. Like, if someone says
bad
something
things,
mean...
just harass them.
Yeah, that's what we
it's
do.
Minecraft.
That's
it's
what
Minecraft.
We do.
You know?
Whenever someone says something dumb...
If someone pisses you off, find them and kill them in Minecraft.
Yeah.
Like, actually in Minecraft, though.
Yeah, that's what I do. There was, oh my god, I got really like offended the other day.
Why?
By some new player, and
why?
I went over and killed him. Well, okay, I didn't kill him, I just hurt him really bad. I'm running to my spawn base, and he DMs me and says, dude, preserve your energy, don't run. It's like, you have no idea who I am. Why are you telling me this?
Dude. Wait, he was just trying to help you, so you killed him?
I know, that's why
wait
I said...
Wait a second!
That's why I said I got offended. I didn't say he did anything wrong.
You're the bad guy. Guys, Dalton's the bad guy on this server. Come kill him.
Oh my god, no I'm not.
Are you
every
sure?
Time I... Okay, every
Are
time I
sure?
try to help people,
yeah,
something bad happens to me. Every time I do something bad to someone, nothing happens to me.
Mm.
I'm getting like a sense of... You know, justification here.
Don't you have like 8 skeleton horses that spawned on top of your like gunpowder?
Yeah, and I don't know why.
Farm?
And it made me have to build like this protective case in case that happened in the middle of the night.
Yeah, can someone tell me why that happens and what are the chances of like skeleton horses just one after another showing up at your door?
I mean, this happens at almost every base location that we are located at. So it's either something to do with the server, or something to do with Minecraft. But if you're in one location long enough, eventually all of the random events that can happen in a generic chunk will eventually happen to you.
Huh.
So if you're there for like literally like days at a time in like real time, then in Minecraft time, that's like an eternity. So
can someone confirm or deny this?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going to RNG most of the random events in a couple of days if you're like days as in like a couple of like real time hours.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not couple, but.
You said RNG and it made me think of an orange.
Oh my God.
That's what I always see when I hear that.
And yeah, you make fun of the way I say orange.
Orange.
RNG sounds like it.
Orange. No, because of the orange.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like how
it's because
they
it
say
sounds it. Like, and then you say it in a completely different accent.
No.
Oh my goodness.
What is that?
What?
Oh yeah. I'm looking forward to those fruit posts. You guys, okay, do you go down in our comments on YouTube? Sergeant Groove leaves these fruit posts, and they're long and very informative about different kinds of fruits. I'm kind of missing it. So can you please...
Have they not been lately?
Well, we haven't been posting.
Oh, well, so, I mean, we've been posting once a week still.
Yeah. You know?
We've been trying to post.
I want
week.
You guys to, you know, go down there. Learn about your fruits.
Yeah. What was the last fruit fact?
Yeah. I'd
I'm asking you.
Me?
Yeah. What was the last fruit
There's
fact?
There's so many. I can't recall all of them. It's usually multiple in one post.
I see.
Listen, well, I'm just saying, facts. Like, I like seeing the different comments down there. I like when you guys just, there's some of you that are still keeping up with bug facts and random animal facts. I appreciate you guys. I am still reading them and I'm still learning things. Thanks to you.
Oh my goodness.
Thanks for keeping up my education.
With bug and fruit facts.
Yes. What else do you need?
How do you forage for the fruits? Do they ever go into that? I think that'd be an interesting arc for the fruit information.
Yeah.
How to forage for each fruit. Like, where do you find certain fruits? Not just what region of the world, but how do you get there? What do you use to harvest it? Is it something like a knife, a machete, a axe? Do you just pick it? Like, you know, I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you really? Are you going to write a report about it?
No, I'm just filling space. Oh my god. No, I'm asking.
Okay, shit. Well, do your homework. Oh, okay. You guys have fruit homework. If I don't see a fruit comment down below, then I know you're a fake fruit fan.
Fruit fraud.
That's good. I like that.
That's that. A good one.
I'm a big fan fruit of that. Fruit fraud. Yeah.
You're ridiculous.
Thank you. Thanks.
Christmas has been distracting, honestly.
Thanks. Listen, I know.
So what I've been wanting to do lately has been learn a little bit more coding. Because we talked about a couple episodes back, but I've been like learning coding. But I think we could probably go into more detail about that hopefully next year, like beginning of next year, like why we're learning what we're learning and what we're going to do. Yeah, because
but you guys don't.
We're getting our inspiration from a more like, I don't know. Let me put it this way. When we're talking about what video should we make? What can we do? We're kind of out of new ideas when it comes to like what to do for something that's, I don't know, like an animation. We're not as relatable as we were back in 2010. Like it is. And the reason why we were more relatable back then is because nobody was really making internet content back then, like the way they are now. If something happens on the internet, like you're going to have some YouTuber covering it tomorrow. That wasn't the case when we were doing YouTube. So like the little nuggets of like the internet charm was what they were getting from our old videos. And we're just, you know, we're still stuck on the internet. Like we were here before it was cool. And now we're here when it's lame again. Like
I can tell you some cool things about Vocaloids. And yeah. I mean, you can go back and watch our old videos and there's little Vocaloid references everywhere.
We haven't changed all that much.
We really haven't. It's still the same. Minecraft and Miku.
Yeah, I mean, we literally
that's it.
We did a Minecraft animation in like 2011, and like
Miku
2012.
Was in it.
And that was before people were making Minecraft animations.
That's before there were as many Vocaloid references.
I actually
either.
Challenge you to find a Minecraft parody before that.
There were.
I'm not saying there was none, but there were like almost none. Like it was very few. I know. I was in that community for a long time. I knew all the animators.
I know.
I knew all the people who would make one.
No, I know. You're right.
I think there's only two or three people I can think of who might have done it around the time we did. But who knows? It could have been a couple years after. I don't know.
You know, same thing for Miku Miku Dance, though. Because I feel like I would reference it or I'd talk about it very, very rarely before. And it wasn't as mainstream. But if you look up Miku Miku Dance now, all you're going to find is like sexy Genshin Impact character rips dancing to motion data. And that's all there is now.
Oh my gosh.
It's all there is. The downfall was when people were ripping these Frozen models, you know, Disney Frozen, and making them dance to
ripping
like
from
Gundam
like,
style and
did they
shit.
Have like games that those were in? Because I can't imagine Disney letting go of anything
probably
close to their
what's
models
it called? The Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, okay. I can I see.
And that's when it really started to turn into extra slop. Yeah. But there are some. There's some that I see. Some Miku Miku Dance videos that still feel like 2009, 2010. And it's those like weird Talkloid ones where it's like my toaster is broken. You know that one? That one. That those are pretty similar to old Miku Miku Dance videos. There's one that's been stuck in my head for a while and it's like how'd I go? Where is the bus? I'm dying of heat. And then she brings out a lemon and she's singing, and she, you know, It just takes me back
about
to the
an
times
era that people don't even know about.
Yeah.
Honestly,
it takes me real back to the times, and I miss that. I had a popular Miku Miku dance meme when they were just called memes, because that's kind of what it is.
I mean, I had a point in all this.
Huh?
My point being was. Huh? Let me just get to my point before you go on.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring up that we are more like we are in the past, and our ideas have kind of sunken away from video format. We're ready for new formats. So we have like a million ideas for other formats that we just don't know how to do yet. So that's the that's why we have such almost like we seem like we're not as dedicated to the podcast, but I promise you, like, we're here because we want to be. We're not showing up because we've lost interest. We've actually just gained more interest in other things.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that we still explore that while we have an opportunity to, and, you know, we do have a chance to right now. And yeah, we enjoy doing this, and we wouldn't do it if we didn't like it. We actually have the choice not to.
We could totally just not
give
do
up.
It, I guess.
I mean, it's true. Like,
I mean, I don't want to.
Because if our time was spent doing something else, it probably wouldn't pay off right away, but that's still extra time. A whole like day or two that we could get to ourselves for not doing a podcast. And, you know, we like doing this. It's a big part of like why we are on the internet at all. Like, this has been a big part of our journey. So, you know, we want to maintain it. We want to keep doing it. But
we'd like to stick
we're not
around.
Going to pretend like this isn't partially a job. Like, we
well,
do
yeah.
depend on the income, and we do depend on it. But yeah, we want to. What we're trying to say is we have a million ideas elsewhere, so we might as well learn it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying. Sorry, I didn't mean to like cut you off. You just sort of trail off my point a little far.
The train was leaving the station. I do that a lot.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you talking about? where was the train headed?
Actually, it was going somewhere kind of cringe and embarrassing. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it now, actually. I think you saved me. Even.
Oh my god!
I think I decided. Yeah, maybe another time.
The train stopped, guys. The train.
Yeah, it totally
has not
stopped.
Left the station.
Maybe another time. Maybe another time. I'll feel, or I won't have time to think about the consequences of my actions, and I'll just blurt it out.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well. Yeah, I was trying to avoid getting into more details. That's why I deflected to you. Yeah. I'll leave it off with some breadcrumbs. I'm sure some of you have probably picked up on more.
Yeah, they can have
others.
Some breadcrumbs. Give them a little more bread.
We've found ourselves with a billion ideas in a different direction. And coding will get us there. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
I think that can imply enough.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I'm like hoping by next year, like we'll be able to do something with this knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we'll be able to show off something that is more than like, oh, so we're kind of doing something. One thing I don't know if it's a detriment or if it helps us, but I like to keep a lot of our like ideas behind a curtain. So that way either A, nobody else like swoops in and like tries
to
compete
a good
with
idea.
The idea
I'll
before we can even do it. Or the idea is not that great, but everybody loves it and you're kind of locked into having to do it.
Yeah.
That's like another thing. Like I can think of a few things that people were just like, oh, I would love if you just
Game
did
Club.
More of this. Oh, a lot of, if we're going into games, a lot of our Let's Play series, I know there are people who would love us to finish certain games, but I don't think I can play those games anymore.
Nah.
I don't think I want to play that game another minute
happen.
In my life. I'll put it that way. So, it's not like every game we've ever played is like that, but some of the games that we've stopped playing, everyone will be like, hey, so... What happened to that series? It's like,
What series?
What series? I removed it from every playlist. There is no series.
We love to gaslight here on Jal Toy Games.
Yeah. Or are we?
We love to gaslight.
We're never Jal Toy Games. We're Jal Toy Media.
Here on Jal Toy.
We are that animated podcast. Who's Jal Toy?
Animated.
Yeah, I'm just reminiscing right now of like all the stuff that we have done. And I am looking forward to something new. I don't know. And I think the podcast is the perfect format to complement whatever we do in the future, because we just get to talk to you guys. And I know people listen this far, because I was really surprised some of the people who commented last episode about Zad.
I thought nobody was going to talk about him.
And then we got like three or four comments.
What's his side of the story?
Listen, I don't know. I haven't even wanted to ask him because it's so stupid. It's like,
what, are you embarrassed?
It is almost embarrassing.
No, own it. You gotta own it.
Listen, I want to mostly just mess with the people in the server because they hate him so much.
Oh my God. Your reasoning isn't good enough.
Well, no, I mean, it's not. Oh my gosh. I think it would be funny.
My bad.
You didn't tell me. It's a little bit. That's not my only reason. You're just like, that's not a good enough reason. Well, yeah, it's not a good enough reason.
Do you want to fight? Do you want to throw down? You want to tussle? Yeah. Jump me. You won't.
No. But yeah, we mostly just want to bring him on because I know there are people in the server who'd be really angry. And he's not that, like, he's really not that controversial. He just sells stuff and they don't like that.
Well, where are there good deals? Huh?
People are just going to have to ask again if they want.
No.
I'm kidding. But
in
yeah.
front of Lily?
Jokes in front of Lily?
Dude, that's Santa Paws.
No, that's Lily.
That's Santa Paws.
That's clearly our dog with a Santa hat on.
Stop it! My magic!
You're holding a few wings.
Christmas magic! You're ruining it!
Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoy any time off you may have on this Christmas break. Because we have nothing else to really talk about. Because we're just kind of doing... We're taking some time off. Yeah, we talked about Minecraft. That's mostly what
I draw pictures. I play Fortnite. I kiss my dog. I eat cookies.
That's our life right now.
That's about what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to my dad who just went through a very rough shoulder surgery and he's recovering now. Shout out to my mom who's taking care of him. Shout out my sisters. Shout out. This is live, right? Shout out Lily for always being there and supporting me. Shout out you guys for showing up to these and listening to us. Yeah.
Yeah. We hope you guys have good
happy holidays.
Christmas.
Holiday.
No.
What?
I don't care about other holidays.
I care about your other holidays.
I don't. I am
He's just saying that because he's
prejudice.
Stop it.
I am hateful.
No, he's not. It's the tree controlling him. It's just the tree. The tree is full of evil.
I am full of spite and hatred.
I know this about you.
I'm kidding. Have a good rest of the year, everybody. We'll see you next
Christmas.
Time.
May your wish come true.